Bill Henry Show. And call Art Bell. West of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. In the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Under the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Way, way, way high above the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Sitting on the Rockies, 1-800-449-8682.
Somewhere near the... Okay.
And now, here is Art Bell.
And good evening, and welcome. We have General Johnson Jameson, and we're going to speak with him. Because a lot of information is now beginning to surface with regard to the Alaska Airlines MD-80 jet that went down just off of Ventura, California. We'll be talking with General Johnson Jameson in just a moment, but first we went from Pima Enterprises. And you know that I was wrong about Y2K, and as such I have an endless supply of hand crank flashlights, hand crank toilets, hand crank generators. I've even got a hand crank sports jacket. And so I feel like the world's largest, biggest, most evident ass for all the things I said about Y2K. Naturally, none of them came true. But now you too can feel like a dumbass just like me. You can buy all the crap that I bought off of me. Think of how much fun it'll be to say that you own one of Art Bell's thermal blankets, some of Art Bell's sea rations, maybe one of Art Bell's hand crank toilets. Yes, you too can feel like a colossal jackass who wasn't right about anything having to do with Y2K by purchasing this crap out of my yard sale. Come to the Art Bell yard sale. That's right, the Art Bell yard sale. I'll be having it at my house here in Pahrump, Nevada. Just go online, go to MapQuest, enter in my address, and find the directions to my house. Come to my house, hang around in the front yard, and buy a lot of useless crap that I don't need for Y2K, if I don't chase you off with a shotgun first. Think of it. All of the people that listen to my show regularly hanging out in my front yard, it's enough to make me want to go and get more shell casings. That's right. Crap that Art Bell bought for Y2K, new for Peanut Enterprises. All right, let's recap. An Alaska Airlines MD-80 jet flying from Puerto Vallarta to San Francisco, and then is going to go on to Seattle. Suddenly, something goes terribly wrong. They say it's the stabilizer. And the next thing you know, the plane is in the ocean. Now we have this news out of San Francisco, and let me bring on General Johnson Jameson, if I may, speaking to us from the Atascadero State Psychiatric Prison Hospital right now on Ward B. General Jameson, how are you this evening, and thank you so very, very much for being with us.
I'm doing well, Art, and I'll tell you, thank you, God, thank you, Jesus, because when I told them my initial theory, they tied me down, they tied me to a bedpost and then tied me down in the ambulance. But thank you, Christ, that the information you have has finally come to light.
Well, General Jameson, you know and I know that you have been on this program many times, and you have been very helpful in helping us figure out some things, so we're not going to leave you high and dry. The information that we now have is an Alaska Airlines MD-80 jet made an emergency landing minutes after takeoff.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Minutes after takeoff from San Francisco International Airport late on Monday.
Go ahead, Art. Go. Get to the good part.
All right, General Jameson. When the control tower...
Go ahead.
...noticed sparks streaming from its tail.
Oh, God, that was good. Spontaneous submission. God damn.
General Jameson, this is unbelievable news.
Art, this is what I tried to tell them. They tied me to a gurney. They helped me, and I was able to get one arm free to call you. This is what I was able to tell them, that there were sparks flying from the tail of the aircraft.
All right, now, I logged onto your website this evening, as I know you've logged onto my website, and...
Well, no, all I said was that I logged on. But I didn't say I was on the website.
Well, what did you mean when you said you logged on?
Three guesses. The first two don't count. Got a big meal.
Oh, I see.
But I will log on to your website.
Well, I logged on to yours, and...
You logged on?
I logged on.
Did you boot up?
I booted up and then logged on.
Well, that's great.
And I went to your website and saw the information you have there about 1960 and 1983. Why don't you tell the people about that?
Art, in 1960, a Western Airlines jet was flying Los Angeles to Seattle. A man, a businessman, and his wife were sitting in the coach class seat. He claims later that he saw... Oh, God, it's all coming together now. He saw a gremlin fooling with the engine. No one believed him, but when the plane landed, the engine had been tampered with.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't say that a gremlin is screwing with the engines, but I do believe the chupacabra...
And there you go.
The chupacabra's back, Art. Now, when I said that, they tied me to a table in the ambulance. Since then, I've been able to free up my right hand, and I had a choice to make. And it was a very big choice.
Uh-huh.
I could call your show or play with myself first.
And which did you choose?
Well, what do you think, pal? I've been tied down for like 2 days.
I understand.
So then I called you, and...
Well, General Jameson, the waiting is over. All of the horrible things that you've been put through, you're about to be vindicated, because I believe, as I know you do, as I know millions of Americans all across America, the kinds of people that I try to avoid at my book signings, all believe the very same thing, that there isn't anything wrong with these MD-80 jets. A chupacabra has been fooling around with a stabilizer.
No doubt about it, Art. And if you look, and I have several books on this, if you take a look at the ancient Aztec writings of Muana Nabudahawala, the chupacabra is mentioned on a number of different levels. Now, the stabilizer that they say is going wrong in the MD-80, well, that's Mexican for all whites must die. So you see what I'm saying?
I understand. So, obviously the chupacabra is trying to kill Whitey.
I think so, and that's why it's been messing with the wing section. Now, I was on a flight, as you know, Art, heading over here to my... I was on my way to my house, but I'm in a psychiatric hospital now. But anyway...
Yes, I understand.
I saw a gremlin on the wing of the plane, and I said, Jesus, look at that. It's a gremlin. Well, what do you think these bastards did? Tied me to a gurney, and now here I am. So you see, they don't want you to have the information. They don't want it.
Now, I will tell you this, General Jameson, that as long as I'm walking around out here and you're in there, people will have the benefit of this information. So, as you can see, sparks trailing from a jet can only mean one thing: an extra-dimensional creature is fooling with the engine.
Absolutely. What else could it be? And yet the United States government, once again, won't take my phone calls and won't listen to what I have to say. What brought down that Alaska Airlines jet was a fictitious, extra-dimensional, mythic creature. Why won't they believe me? It's so obvious.
I don't know. I don't know, General. But let's take some phone calls and let's see what people have to say, because I know you have a hell of a lot of supporters out there. Hello, you're on the air, east of the Rockies, Wild Card Line.
Yes, yes, and in 1961, they did have the report furnished by KLM Airways. Yeah, indeed.
Well, then, you understand what the man was saying in totality with regard to the KLM crash?
I understand that. Oh, were you there? All right. So that's it.
Well, that's your proof right there.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Wild Card Line in the Caribbean. You're on the air.
Hi, Art. I listen to you every night, and I really enjoy a lot of the things you say about people who aren't from the planet that I'm currently living in. But I also want to say that I think that General Jameson, you've done some remarkable work, and I've read all of the book that you read. I got through most of the book that you wrote, not the one you read. I haven't read the book that you've read, but I got through most of the book that you wrote. And
how much of the book did you get through?
I got through a chapter of it. It's really neat, a lot of the things you say. Are you strapped down now to a gurney?
I am. I'm currently, put one of my hands.
Is your right hand free?
Yes, it is, and it's been holding this phone for so long. Do you mind if I kill two birds with one stone?
Not at all.
Well, it's been really neat talking to you, Art, and I really enjoy your program, and it's really bitching and everything like that.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. And
would someone come in here and change my bedpan, please?
Please! A simple please. Keep your mouth shut. You're supposed to be tied down a gurney.
Please change the bedpan.
I can't no bedpan. You crazy man. Thinking Chupacabra brought down a damn jet. You out of your damn mind. You understand that? You lay down on that bed, okay?
Aw, oh, come on.
All right. General Jameson is going to try to have his bedpan changed. And,
when's the sponge bath schedule?
I can do no damn sponge bath, man. You went around your own damn sponge bath. And don't be pinching my ass, either.
I'm sorry.
All right, General Jameson, we'll put you on hold. And don't go away, all right?
I'm right here, for Christ's sake. God, I'd sure like to crap into something other than a dish.
I understand. You're listening to the CDT. Thank you very much, Phil Henry, and welcome back. General Johnson Jameson is on the line. He is strapped to a gurney in a nut house, and we'll be back to talk to him about various scientific entities. Many of our guests, of course, are strapped to gurneys, tied to radiators, bolted down to cellar floors in nut bins, nut houses, laughing academies, and walnut academies all across these 50 contiguous states. First, this word from Pingman Enterprises. You know that I've been sitting here selling you crap that couldn't possibly work, not just for Y2K, but for all kinds of emergencies, floods, disasters, buildings falling on top of you, tsunamis, etc. Things like hand crank radios, things like gold, things like investment plans. Do you really buy any of this stuff? Do you? If you do, drop me a postcard and let me know. Because frankly, I haven't seen check one for any of these things. I haven't been paid for pushing these products for at least 3-4 years. The little man who told me I'd make all kinds of money has suddenly absconded. I haven't been able to have a phone call return now for months. The little tiny guy wearing a Napoleon hat, I met him in the very same hospital where General Johnson Jameson is now being held. He said I'd make millions. I'd see riches beyond my wildest dreams, selling hand crank radios, hand crank sports coats, and chili makers that you can just crap right into and make delicious chili. Now all of a sudden I'm broke. I have no money. What's happened to my life? I don't know. The little man told me that I'd make money. The little man isn't around anymore. Please help me. Please send me some information here. Care of Art Bell, somewhere stuck out in the middle of God knows where.
Live from God knows where, it's Art Bell. Broadcasting from a hole in the ground. Ground zero of nuclear testing in the 1940s. Art found a large ditch and built a house in it. Little did he know, that's where the very first hydrogen bomb was exploded. You're dead meat, Art. You're radioactive. You look pretty bad. You're looking a little green around the gills, Art.
All right, thank you. General Jameson, are you there? General Jameson, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Boy, I'd give anything to get my other hand free, because you know what? I am ambidextrous.
Well, can you hold the phone with one hand and...
I don't know, for Christ's sake. Let me try it. Yeah, it's got it.
Good night.
By the way, if Phil Henry actually is allowed to return to the air tomorrow night, it'd be about the same plan he came on tonight. Thank you.
The Phil Hendry Show is produced by Mike Schaefer. Engineered by Craig Taylor. Written by Melissa Morgan. Phil left the air about 2 hours ago. This has all been taped.
I'm sorry.